Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. So I live in a market that has the Ricky Smiley morning show. And yesterday I was listening to the radio and a audience member either wrote in or called, I believe they wrote in. And I want to just pose this dating dilemma to you. And it deals with jealousy. Jealousy of a situation that has to do with a person who had an ex. So if you're with it, you want to hear about it, stay tuned. About maybe a little bit more than a few episodes ago, I did an episode about dealing with a person who is still friends with their ex. And so it intrigued me to hear this particular audience member's question as it relates to their current relationship and how something that's going on in their relationship is being affected or challenged. So here's the setup. Person is in a relationship with a new woman. And at some point during this relationship, in fact, recently, their ex reached out to them. And the ex reached out to say, "Hey, my sister died. And I know how close you are or were with my sister. Here's the funeral information. We'd love for you to be there." Now this person who's in a new relationship felt compelled to go. In fact, even after the relationship ended with their ex, they still was still cool with certain family members, especially the sister. And so finding out about this sister's passing, what was a motivating factor for this person who's in a new relationship to go and show respect. Now, the person that's in a new relationship, of course, relayed this information to the current girlfriend who's not happy about it. The current girlfriend does not want this person to go. Doesn't want this person to go to their ex's sister's funeral. And there lies the dating dilemma. Should this person still go to the funeral? Should they not? Should they still show support, but from afar? Or is the new girlfriend tripping? And there's a lot of takes that you can put on this. Well, let me add this to you. The funeral is 5 hours away. So quite naturally, the person is going to stay overnight because it's 5 hours away. You go to the funeral, you go to the repast. You know, sometimes that in itself is 4 hours. So it's not necessarily going to be a stop and go turnaround trip as if it was in the same town. And the people on the radio on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show had, you know, few interesting takes. Some people stated that, or the overall consensus was that the girlfriend, a new girlfriend, was being insensitive. Because we all have to understand that, you know, there was a relationship there between this person and the now deceased. And of course, the men spoke up first. And a woman on the show, which I can't recall her name, but she basically said, well, the issue, and she kind of understood where the woman was coming from, which is why it's always good to have these type of conversations and to have different perspectives from men and women. the man was like, you know, she just needs to suck it up, right? And this woman says that the issue isn't necessarily about not feeling comfortable, not feeling confident, not being insensitive. It's the fact that if this is your ex, and it's okay if you're going to support, but the concern is maybe some feelings or unresolved feelings, right? Or something may rekindle between these two individuals who are no longer together. And it's what happens afterwards, not necessarily that day, but in the future, is probably what the new girlfriend is experiencing or concerned about. And that perspective, I was able to also agree with. I agree with both sides. But there was one thing that Ricky Smiley suggested that I felt that was genius, something that I don't know that I would have thought of. I just hadn't had enough time to, maybe, right? Maybe I would have came to this suggestion, but the suggestion was, and I thought this was great, the suggestion was to invite the new girlfriend to come along. She does not have to necessarily stay and go to the funeral, or she can, right? She can go to the funeral and they sit in the back, pays, you know, go pay their respect or his or her respect, come back and they leave, right? Or if the thing is that this person was close to the whole family, might want to stay around a little bit, might want to go to the repast and then leave. And if it's not a turnaround trip, because sometimes a turnaround trip is easier when you have two able-bodied drivers. If it's not a turnaround trip, get a hotel room. Go out of town, right? Go wherever it is. Hey, I'm in Texas, so 5 hours away, you may still be in the same state. So go wherever you're going. And if the new girlfriend does not necessarily want to go to the funeral, new girlfriend can stay at the hotel. I felt that that was a great compromise. Now, of course, that's assuming that this person doesn't work on that day, doesn't have any other obligations or responsibilities. It's assuming that everything lines up as perfectly as it should. I want to add that it's important for people to understand that, you know, a person had a life before you came into the picture. And if your relationship isn't as secure, it's understandable, especially if it's fresh and new, to feel uncomfortable. But sometimes these situations challenges us to move and stretch outside of our comfort zone. And sometimes you just got to bite the bullet and hopefully the person that you chose has the character and the integrity needed to where you don't feel uncomfortable in these situations. We have no idea if maybe there's a history there, you know, because we're only getting one side of the story. There could be some additional reasons why the new girlfriend feels some type of way, right? So everyone, you know, everyone has their thing, their hang up, their hiccup. Every relationship has their thing, their hang up, the situation that pops up. It's how we handle these type of situations, how we go through complications and adversity is what makes us stronger. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.